Hi there. Welcome to the Market Maven podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Dillon Jensen, a fashion designer turned farmers market director, a social media specialist, and small business advocate. In this podcast, we peel back the layers of farmers markets, diving into the why behind the 10x10 tents, showcasing the roots behind the organizations, and connecting those in our communities through education, stories, and more. Tune in this season to learn about how my job is weird, but worth it, bringing produce and powerful stories to the people. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Market Maven podcast. I don't know what episode this is going to be because I'm literally just winging this one. It's off the cuff because I felt so compelled to tell the story behind a long kind of emotional Facebook post that I did today on my Market Maven page and my Instagram page. I want to set up the story. So a few weeks ago, a vendor, Nathaniel of Black Forest Mushrooms, reached out and said, "Hey, we're going to do a celebration dinner at the new 1611 in Everett," which, if you don't know, 1611 in Everett is this amazing new five-star big-time chef restaurant, and it's just going to do great things for Everett. I think it's just, it's bougie, it's awesome, the food is amazing. But he asked if we wanted to go, and I confusingly thought that he was talking about the opening for his new space that he's getting, which I'm super excited about. And so the conversation kind of went on, and then I realized he's talking about something completely different. And I was like, oh, you know, what's the cost of this dinner? I thought it was a special event type of thing. Well, we went a couple of days. I reminded him, hey, what's the cost? And he wrote me back that he really wanted me at this dinner to celebrate the success. And he was taking his team out to celebrate the success and how far they've come in the last couple of years. So what got me was what he said in the text message to me. It said, "Dinner Monday night will of course be to support 1611, the new, you know, opening of this restaurant, but also because Black Forest Mushrooms, that's his business, has now fully funded the pre-seed investing round, officially signed their commercial lease, and closed their SBA loan, he wanted to celebrate. The Black Forest Mushrooms team and I decided will also be a celebratory dinner for the success thus far. That said, I'll be covering dinner." He goes on to say, "You have been a true inspiration and early catalyst for Black Forest Mushrooms. You have positively impacted my humble startup in more ways than you may realize. There isn't another couple I would want sitting at the table and celebrating with my team more than you and Joseph. It would be my honor to host you both as my guests for the night." Wow. Like, no words. But then again, I'm doing a whole podcast filled with words about it. But that is like the ultimate thing. And I'm not sure that Nathaniel or even I realized how much I needed that in this moment of market season. Now is where we're not quite to the home stretch, but it is getting tough. August is notoriously one of the toughest months for farmers markets, which is ironic because it's usually the best month for farmers markets. It's usually when the produce is just like bursting at the seams and all of the things that everybody wanted in May and June and July are here, and yet people are not coming to the market. They are complaining about the market. They are complaining about the weather. They are complaining about parking. They're complaining about everything except the fact that we are bringing them exactly what they wanted 2 or 3 months ago. Think back to March when it was raining all the time. Think back to January when the year was kind of new and we didn't know, but we knew it was going to be a long, dark road before we hit summer. And here we are in the thick of it. And people are not wanting to support their farmers markets. They're just finicky. So it's not quite the home stretch. It's not quite, we're almost done. We just have a few more weeks to go. There's like 7 or 8 more weeks to go, some even longer for other markets. So right now, market managers are so tired. They are tired and they are sunburned and they are probably injured in some way, shape, or form. I know some of my friends have like sciatica and those types of things, and it's only aggravated when you're on your feet for 12 hours a day. We're constantly trying to find new creative ways to get more people to our market. So we're just exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. So this message and the reminder of why I do this, why I'm here as a market director, why I support these small businesses and bring on new businesses and bring on new vendors and work with them, this just served as a reminder. I think back to the day that I met Nathaniel. It was a very, very awful rainy day back in 2022. The Snohomish Farmers Market was in a different location, which we fought against and ultimately ended up moving back to the right location. But it was that kind of time period where we just couldn't catch a break. Every Thursday, it was cold, windy, rainy for like 6 or 7 weeks. My rain jacket took days to dry out because it was that wet. My gloves bled through, like everything was just wrong. And he happened to come to me on a day where I was legit ready to quit. I had a mental breakdown at the market, which is not something that I usually do. I tried to go off to the side, but when somebody asked me, "Are you okay?" like the floodgates open, I was like, "No, I am not okay. This location is frustrating. This weather is frustrating. People were not being patient. People were not being kind." Lo and behold, they still aren't, but I needed that. And Nathaniel came up to me. We had already emailed a little bit. He was going to be joining the market in June, I think late June, June 30th. And he just wanted to meet me person to person, face to face. That's who he is. It is ingrained in him to like be face to face with people. So he came up to me. I was all scatterbrained, but he introduced himself, reminded me of some of our conversations. And I was like, "Oh, it's great to meet you. Can't wait to have you." He complimented the market, even though at that point in time, there wasn't a whole lot to compliment. You know, he showed some empathy for, "Bummer, it's raining. You know, by the time I join, it'll be nice weather." Well, by the time he joined, it was nice weather and we were back to our regular location. But I knew from the second that I met him, his energy, his smile, everything about him was set up for success. He had a vision and he was not taking no for an answer. And lo and behold, when he started last year, last season in 2022, almost every single week that he started, he sold out. He didn't have as many mushrooms as he does now, but he sold out. He engaged with the community. Even before he had a whole lot of products to sell, he was talking about being at the markets. He was sharing on social media the things that he was going to be doing, the things that he was going to be bringing with Black Forest mushrooms to the farmers markets. And now, a year later, he's about to sign a commercial space. He's about to open and grow a team. I went to dinner with him last night. There was three of his team members there. Everybody is excited about what he's doing, and he has the ability to engage and just like share that excitement with people. And I think that's why he's going to be uber successful. When he talks about his company now, he talks about it as "we." He never refers to it as "I." And even if he starts to, he corrects himself very quickly. He says, "We." He has that mindset of a team, and he has that mindset that he is going to make a lot of money in this lifetime, sharing like the beauty and the joy and the nutrition value and all of the great aspects of mushrooms with the world. Like I said, the biggest thing that a market director can hope for is the success for their vendors. That might mean they move on to a brick and mortar and they don't come back to the market. It might mean that they get exactly what they want and are at 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or 20 different markets because they have this vast staff. They have a farm stand, whatever it is. All we want as market directors is to see them succeed. We want the support, we want the dollars, we want to show people that when they buy locally, it's so much more important than it is if you don't. So I'm proud to say that Nathaniel and Black Forest Mushrooms is probably brick and mortar, or at least space number 7 that I've had of the vendor roster I've worked with in the last almost 10 years. We have had many vendors, like I said, almost 7 now, go on to have brick and mortar stores. They go on to have spaces and shops, wholesale accounts with Hagen or with Whole Foods or those types of things. They go on to succeed. the worst thing is to have somebody stick around for 20, 30, 40 years because it's painstaking work to be at a market. If that's what they want and that's all they ever want, great. I am going to be their cheerleader in the background. But we want them to succeed in their dreams, whatever those are. The best thing is if somebody leaves me and goes on to do the great things that they were set out to do from the very beginning, the things that they have dreams about, the things that they have nightmares about, the things that terrify them. That's what I want for every single one of my vendors. My roster is up to approximately 400 vendors, unique personalities that I get to work with each and every week. Not all at the same market, of course, but in total, there's like 400 personalities. That's 400 small businesses that are living market to market or trying out something new or giving it a go or just saying, I'm going to take that leap and I'm going to take a chance that this is going to be the next thing. This is what I want for everyone at my markets. This is the ultimate payout for all of the hard work, all of the hard days, all of the tears shed, all of the cars towed, all of the city battles and the health department battles and the USDA and the WSDA. I will fight for my vendors. That I think makes me different than other market directors. Not all of them. I think some market directors just go in because it seems like a fun job. I think other market directors go in to make a profit. Yes, I need to make money. Yes, I need to pay my bills. But ultimately, I want to change the way the world works. I want to change the perception from Amazon overnight deliveries. Yes, I use that too. But I want to change that from overnight deliveries and expectations to how far does my dollar go when I spend it in my community with a small business? How far does my dollar go when I am supporting somebody's dream and helping them reach their ultimate goal of a commercial warehouse like Black Forest Mushrooms or a brick and mortar bakery like Grain Artisan Bakery or a coffee shop or being featured in a coffee shop or being featured in a story in a local magazine? It can be any of these things, no matter how big or how small. I want to be part of that and I want to tell these stories. That's why I started this podcast. That's why I was compelled just to jump in this morning and wing this episode with no outline, with no real idea, no strategy. I just felt so much more than a Facebook post for the dinner that I got to go to last night and see this team be so excited about all of the things that were going on. To not feel like a team of employees that worked for Nathaniel, but to feel like collaborators and to feel like they were part of this thing that's going to go really big places and just be in the moment. If you want to learn more about Nathaniel and his goal and his dreams, listen to one of my podcast episodes. He was one of my very first episode interviews, and he was a delight. Side note, he is also one of my longest episodes. I think he is the longest episode because, of course, he set that goal to break that record and be the longest episode. I think hitting an hour was his ultimate, and he did it. It's a great story. It's a great story. To hear him tell it is even better. And to be in his presence last night and to be in the presence of this amazing new restaurant and to see that going places and changing things, this is what we're all about. It just felt like this exponential glow up for Everett, for a market vendor, for a small business, for mushrooms, for local food, farm to table, all of it. It was just amazing. And again, that's why I wanted to jump on here and just talk about that. Because when you shop at a farmer's market, you are doing so much more than spending money. You are helping the dream. Thank you so much for tuning into the Market Maven podcast. You can find out more about what I do, along with direct links to farmers markets I manage, at www.yourmarketmaven.com. Check out the show notes for links.